to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. I see you. I do. How you doing? This is the spot, the place, the location where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, the responses are never dull, and we're going to Canada on a field trip. Yes, we are going with a natural entrepreneur, Michelle Bouchard. We're going to talk about how she has been able to help families that have special needs children. And I mean real special needs, you know, nonverbal, maybe they're in wheelchairs, maybe they have feeding tubes, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, and the love and the dedication, but what it takes away from other family members, the strain that it could put on you as an individual, the strain that it can put on your relationships, and then you still got to work. So she's going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Let's welcome her to the show. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm delighted to be here with you and your marvelous brain family. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. They are big-brained and not small-minded. They're ready for this. They are ready for this. So tell us a little bit about your story and your journey and your truth and how you got to where you are.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Yeah. So I'm a mom, just like lots of all of your listeners probably. And I have a guy who's on the autism spectrum, who's 19 now. And he is a nonverbal and sometimes self-injurious. And the journey in supporting him and his sister, who's, 16 going on 31 now, the experience of traveling through the public education system, the medical system, just navigating resources. And like you said, you hit all of the topics, how it adds other layers to your life that just makes things so complex, and I've been diving deep into the fact that nobody's going to kind of like come and save us, right? And so that leaves us as parents to figure out how we're going to support our kids after we're gone and they can't. And so that mama bear driver has driven me to become an entrepreneur, funnily enough. And I can tell you that story, but the bottom line is the entrepreneurial side of things. I like to work in social purpose enterprise so that we can finally take some of the business profits we see flying around out there and actually apply them to support families and parents.
People are, they just don't want to share, Michelle. They don't want to share. They figure, okay, well, that's not my, not my zone of genius. That's not my responsibility. Why do I need to contribute? Because each one teaches one. And that's what's wrong with the world today. We have lost that collective mentality. You know, everybody wants to be a separatist. It's mine. They're selfish. And that's no way to live life, brains, because believe me, you're not going to go through this life and not need somebody. You know, you might need a drink of water. You might need $20 for gas. You might need a babysitter. You don't know what you're going to need. So don't just shut other people down. Don't be selfish. Speaking of being selfish, though, I know this can be hard on a family, very hard on a family. The intimacy between a husband and a wife, you know, you're always worried about what is my child going to need? And then your partner is shunned. Okay, well, what about my needs? The children. I had a woman that was on my show, and it was a beautiful show, but she told me how much resentment she had for her special needs brother, because all the attention was always about him, his doctor's appointments, his therapy. Has he eaten? Have you done this? Have you given him a bath? Have you? And there was never any time. How do you talk to parents to create some sort of balance? You know,
exactly.
Delegate trust and resources, because a lot of times people say, I don't want them with a stranger. They may take advantage.
Exactly. And it is a real balance. I remember the day that I, on my day before my 41st birthday, where I was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, because we just had a huge blowout with the school over, you know, the last year, where they literally locked my son in a buzzer locked room, didn't let him have access to outside, didn't let him have access to peers, zipped him into a tent and made him wear a helmet he hated that made his behaviors worse, because they literally weren't equipped and didn't understand how to support him. him in the school, and that just turned into a slow motion train wreck. And I eventually had to pull him out of that school. And then I had to take on the responsibilities of being a teacher and an employer and everything to be able to support him in homeschool as well. Meanwhile, I've got a government job, a mom in facility, you know, a daughter who's experiencing this sort of vacuum where he's getting all the attention, a spouse who wasn't sleeping as much as I wasn't sleeping because of the behaviors, and everything kind of collides. And I'll tell you, I hit the wall. And in caregiver, burnout is a real thing. So my real passion and what I feel I'm here to do on the planet is to generate a way for us to eliminate caregiver burnout and just give families that rest and relaxation, the pause from all the doctor's appointment, the pause from the, you know, all of the stress and crisis, as well as the opportunity to work. Because what happens is when you have to take off every, you know, 2 seconds to go to a doctor's appointment, or you have to come home because the school can't handle things, your job, especially if you're in private sector, is at risk. And you become into a downward spiral sometimes, where then things are getting worse and worse. And so what I'm really keyed in on is how can we design our lives more naturally? And that's sort of around the priorities that are our kids. Like, if we want to put our money where our mouth is in terms of, you know, children are our future and all of these, you know, the most important, the most revealing thing about how civilized a society is how they treat their most vulnerable. You know, if we want to be true to that, and then we need to take a look at how we can rebalance ourselves and how the systems, I got run over by the system. The system didn't support me. And so I realized, nobody's coming to save me. And so how do we balance our lives as special needs parents and take care of all these things and still have peace, ease, joy, and opportunity that allows for our kids in the future?
And you know what? Without the job, you don't have the benefits. And without the benefits.
Right? Right. And we're in the sandwich.
Medical,
a lot of
us are... you need medical, you need extra care.
Absolutely. And so I was sort of like, okay, well, how can we design something that works? And so when my son got when I pulled my son out of school, although he was basically crushed out of it, I ended up having to create a company that provided respite to, you know, because, well, I created it for him and then thought, well, there's a bajillion other people who need this. So I ended up having like a team of like maybe 8 who was supporting like 15, 20 families in the end, because I figured, well, if I'm doing it, nobody else has the energy to, I might as well do it for everybody else too. So, and it was great for the parents, it was great for the workers, and it was great for the kids, but as a business, it was losing money. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, but it should not be easier to order a pizza to your door than it is to get a qualified caregiver to give you a break or take care of your child so you can go work, or you can have a stress break, or you can, you know, take care of your other children, you know, all that your child can have a better quality of life because they get more exposure to other things. You know, it was an essential service to me. And so I kind of dug in. I'm like, no, this is not going to go down. I'm not going to close it just because it's not making money. Where can we do this? You know, like, bake sales aren't going to cut it. So I started doing my mama bear research on everything from, you know, everything, crypto, stocks, MLMs, real estate, you know, buying businesses, you know, all of the things. And one day I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw this kid, you know, like driving a Lamborghini with gold teeth. And I'm like, you know what? There's money out there in them, their interwebs. And why isn't that applied to supporting our kids? And I thought, and as I went through my own process of learning how to support my son and how I personally was impacted in service to him and what I needed to do to balance myself and put my oxygen mask on first, you know, I realized he gave me a gift. He is nonverbal. And I realized that just because someone is nonverbal and they can't tell you, they still have gifts inside them. He is an amazing person inside. And just like that, I realized that all sorts of people have all sorts of gifts inside of them that can be turned into online offers and crafted for distribution online to earn money.
A couple examples.
So for example, it could be lived experiences, it could be passions, it could be skill sets. But for example, this would be like, I've got a lady who has survived cancer and helps families navigate get cancer. I've got a lady who I know a lady who does specialty autism divorces. I have a lady who does neuro-linguistic programming and trauma response stuff. I have a lady who actually works in the feminine-led life and rediscovering your sex your sexual reawakening. Like, I actually think she's had been on your podcast before, Lorna Gale.
Oh,
So
Lord,
also.
yeah, Lorna Gale, let me tell you, brains that now. That is something you need to check
Good
into.
friend of mine. You guys, you brains gotta go check out that podcast April did,
Yeah,
if not,
that's
because
it.
it is
That's it.
smoking.
Yeah,
But
it's.
these types of but then there's sort of like the plain Jane stuff, like I wrote a book, or maybe I have a coaching business, or I ha or I'm really, really skilled for one for the guys. There was a asphalt paving company who that's something you do out in the physical real world, but they managed to develop an online, do it yourself program and educational program about how to do it yourself that people
Wow.
would access. And so you can learn how to generate money online.
And this
But
would
I
be
just
great too for, for individuals that have special needs children, how to navigate through the system. You can be a consultant.
Absolutely.
You can help these parents figure out the resources, how to do homeschooling, how to get the equipment that you need, who to contact globally,
Well, and there's a piece of it too about retaining your own identity. Like if you talk to me when I was in that caregiver burnout mode, if you talk to me and ask me, what does Michelle want to do today? Like, what does Michelle need or want? I would have been like, I don't know, I'm too busy, I gotta go. Like there is no sense of self, which is really important as a to model for your kids. Like if you're just constantly giving everything away to everybody else, they don't learn to do for themselves as well. So you respecting who you are as a person. Like I know a lady who had to give up her law practice for her over the needs of the family, which of course as a mom she did, but she is still that lawyer and she is still that achiever and she still has those gifts, and now she's doing an online offer. And so what I'm saying is that we can design our lives. We don't, before the pandemic was like work and then life, and you balanced it. And then during the pandemic, we were like we're doing work at home and balancing our work and our lives. I feel we need to take the next step. I think we need to go to, I need to live and be who I am and my true soul's purpose, and then the money comes to me for that. And that's what I'm talking about in the sense that people can live their gifts and have their priorities set up, this artificial system that we've built for ourselves where we send our kids to school and all of these other things. It's set up so that our lives are torn apart and pulled in all these different directions, when really it's more natural to have our own selves and our own priorities all prioritized and
Well,
then build around it.
we stress ourselves out. We
Right?
overthink. We don't delegate. And there's this thing called trust. But trust is contingent on if you do what I want you to do, not necessarily do what you're supposed to do or the right thing to do. But if you don't conform to my guidelines, I don't trust you. So we have to get over that. We have to work with people. We have to learn to trust, and we have to learn to offset. Like, again, dad, grandma, cousin, can you come over for 3 or 4 hours? Why spend quality time with my daughter? Can you come over for 3 or 4 hours? Why go get my nails done? Why take a nap? We have to do that. But no, we want to be the helicopter mom. We want to just control everything. It's about control. It's not in our control. If it was in our control, our children would not be in the situations that they are in.
Right, and we kind of get into this. I feel like we get into, because that's true. I mean, there are situations like my own family. They literally sort of like were like, no, we can't do that, and you should just put him somewhere. But a lot of the times that does build, where it's sort of like you get into this crisis mode and almost like a victim stance, and it starts sort of like building a paradigm in your subconscious that then like I'm always at loss, at lack, at I don't trust, I can't, everything is bad. And I struggled with that for like so long, and finally have been able to figure out how to kind of like, okay, move through the acceptance of, like, I would always beat myself up. Like, I've got to get him where he needs to be. I got to fight for every resource. I've got to, like, make sure he's safe and make sure everything's set up. And that's all true. And that we can move past that into acceptance of, okay, you know, I don't have to improve him. He is whole and complete and perfect the way he is. It's the world that needs to change. And so that we build our lives and our peace around self-acceptance, around the acceptance of our children, and prioritizing the things that are important. And the rest comes kind of together after that, right?
I say this with love, Michelle. Sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes you need to put your children, husband, spouse, yourself in a facility that is trained,
absolutely,
and has the resources that can give the dedicated care. There might be lifting involved. There might be
absolutely,
you know, feeding tubes. There's certain things, you know, I know my mother didn't go for it, but they were talking about dialysis and she said,
I'm exactly with you, because my son is actually scheduled to go into one of those facilities, and that's a whole psychological process in itself.
Exactly. And it's a guilt trip. It's a guilt trip. But if you work in conjunction and build relationships with these individuals, these people know that you're going to come and show up. It's like putting your parent in an assisted living or a home. It gets to a point where you just couldn't do it. My mother stayed with me until she took her last breath, but it was close. You know, luckily the nurses would come out to the house and do whatever it is that they needed to do. But I couldn't see myself giving her dialysis.
Well, and I had a similar situation with my mom, who had to go into facility, and I felt so bad. I couldn't care for her and for him, you know, like, and you can only do so much. And sometimes the needs are that level that you do. The problem is, I got told, for example, somebody's going to have to die before a seat opens up for him. And the limits on the resources are the problem. And so what I like to think out of the box, I'm like, okay, the system is set up. It's going to play out. There's advocates doing their important work. There's people inside the system trying to do good work. There's, you know, like there's a lot of positives in all of the things. It's a very complex kind of like situations. There's no, it's gray and there's black and white and there's sides, right? But I was sort of like, okay, well, let's get right out of that. And it's like, okay, if we could make more spots, if we could like generate income to be able to like start not inside the tax system, but just outside of the tax system, how can we use all of the massive profits that are flying around the universe to be able to actually pay for some of this stuff without. So that's where I kind of like started getting more into the social purpose enterprise, because I was like bent on not having the providers and the facilities and the things that needed to be. And so that's my dream, is like how to connect the dots between digital enterprise and respite and homeschool care. So my particular twist on that is that I now run a marketing agency that coaches people on how to develop their offers, and also kind of builds out the tech, like the sales funnels and the websites and all that stuff. And that the revenues from that are going to be transmuted into providing respite and allowing opportunities for parents who have to work at home to take care for their kids to help out and to promote people who need promotion.
Right,
so
but what
there's
they need to do is, in my opinion, is those parents also need to pour back into your business, bring those skills and talents to the forefront. What are you able to do? Are you able to do graphic design? Are you able to do administrative work? Are you able to do accounting? How can you support this? Because it's got to be multi-layered. You can't just pour from an empty coffer, and people can't continue to come to you as a resource. They need to buy into this too.
Absolutely. And we have, like, I mean, autism doesn't discriminate in the sense that, you know, it's all across all demographics and all, you know, professions. So, you know, there are lawyers who have been staying at home. There are, you know, tradespeople who are staying at home. There are teachers. There are all sorts of people, you know, accountants, and there are just really great moms who are staying at home, and those people have value and networking value too. Like it's just a matter of how do we mobilize without dropping the kids, right? And how do we build our lives and our employments around support and generate resources so we're abundant and we're not, we're like, because nobody wants to feel like they're taking a handout. right? Or, you know, like people like to feel like they're contributing members of society. And I also feel strongly like if we don't kind of like show that role, that the whole autism community or disability community generally, it gets relegated to kind of like a second class citizenship role. And they're not. We all have our gifts. Every person is here for a reason and purpose. And we just need to find and enable that in a way that's natural, that works for them.
Okay, so give us three great takeaways on assessing, you know, what we want to do, what we need to do, or how to start a business. Where would be the three fundamental building blocks?
Well, if you want, you can come and do an ecosystem assessment with me. But first, it would be really take a look at what you're passionate about, what lights you up. It has to be something that you don't have to fight. It has to be something that when your feet hit the ground out of the bed in the morning, you're like, yeah, you know, it has to be something that you enjoy or skilled or good at. And then we can take a look at, okay, well, how could that show up? How could you package that? How could you look at it? Who would want it? And we take you through the process of, you know, identifying, you know, the audience and where they are and how you would package it and how you would deliver it and then how you would generate sales and the whole process. Like a lot of people get hung up on sales, but if you have a gift that someone needs, like you say, if you can show someone how to navigate the system, or you can show someone some piece of really critical life experience that you've been through that they're having a really hard time with, if you're not sharing that with them, you know, that's almost a disservice. And you know, there's Dean Graziosi, some marketing folks sort of talk about sales as service in the sense that
It
it's
is.
not about the money. It's about bringing things to people who need them when they
Value.
need it.
It's the value. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I've had my own business, Michelle, since I was 5 years old. Okay. So I know how to make the ask and I know how to close on the deal. If people are not interested, ask them again, you know, can I show you something else? What is the value? What are you looking for? But you
Yes.
don't have to be pushy. There's 8 billion plus people on the planet. Sometimes that's just not your person. And what you
And
have
when
to
you
understand, right, what you have to embrace, sales is a psychology. You are soft
Right.
selling.
I never thought as a biologist, you know, like who used to do, you know, salmon recovery stewardship work that I would become, you know, like a social worker and then a business entrepreneur. So like anything can happen. But what you need to do is find out who you are and what you're here for. And then send that signal out in a really clear way so that it's like tuning into a radio frequency so that people, you know, can tune in. If they like you, they'll be attracted to what you want. If they don't, even better, because it's okay if people don't like you.
And I mean, you know, you're not everybody's person, but what you do is you are an active participant and you're a good listener. Number one, people want to be heard. I don't care what you do. I was somewhere, oh, my car, getting my car fixed. He overtalked me. I said, oh, well, pump your brakes. Number one, you don't even know what I want because you have not allowed me. You're going to tell me everything you can't do. I need you to come with a can-do attitude. I already know what you can't do. Fix my car. But what can you do? Can you offer me a discount? Can you offer me a trade-in? Can you speak to your manager? Can you get another tech? If I can come up with options, I know you can come up with options. Same thing with life, brains. Let people talk because they want to be heard. And then you color in the white space. Oh, okay, well, maybe I can do this, or maybe I can offer you this, or maybe I can show you this. Or maybe I can just be a good sounding board, you know?
And bring your unique colors and unique flavor to an authentic self to whatever you do, because that for me, I'm a nature geek. I love to be out in nature. I have a biology degree. My mom was a nature artist. This is her stuff hanging up on my wall. And for me, the business field, I mean, maybe it's because I didn't do a business degree. I mean, I've done a lot of business trainings, but it's like business has become a monoculture, like agriculture. And nature has become kind of like uniform. And in nature, we need to have biodiversity to have everything functioning and healthy. And just like that in
That
business,
word. I'm gonna have to use that. Can I steal that? Biodiversity. I can use
yeah, no, biodiversity is a principle of nature, and we have humans have basically, kind of cut it out, and we design our business systems like that too. And when people step up with their own personal offers online, it's like reintroducing biodiversity to nature. We are biodiversifying the business ecosystem. So
Wow.
that's what I love to do.
Well, let's see what else you like to do, because this is my favorite part of the interview. I like to, after we've done the heavy lifting, I want to ask some fun questions about you, personally. If you didn't have kids, you weren't married, you weren't doing this, what in the world would you be doing right now? Where would
I'd
you
be
be?
flying a plane.
Really?
Actually did start my pilot's license. I got my ground school all done, and I got up to spins and stalls, and then I ran out of money because
Oh, bless your heart. Well, good for
I
you, because I had a boyfriend that had a plane. I only need to go up in it twice. I was like, no, baby, we have to pay for that, because that little no, it wasn't for me. So you got a lot of courage. You got a lot of courage. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, Michelle, what appliance would you be?
What appliance would I be? I'm looking at my kitchen. Probably a tea kettle.
Really?
I like to heat things up to make it useful.
I'd be the air fryer.
Ah.
I want a little bit of grease. I still want it to be juicy and tender and come out crispy. You could time travel, past, present, or future, where would you land?
I don't know. I'll be back with the dinosaurs. I'd like to see what was going on there. How
Really?
things happened. Yeah, like how did life start, like come along? Like how did it what was back there that didn't make it that we don't
Well,
know about even anymore?
I'm going straight to the future. I want to be in 3000. I want to see if they still wearing braids. I want to see what is going on. What are they eating? How are they making love? Are they just touching foreheads? What are they doing in 3000? I am so excited about that. If you were from a planet in the solar system, what planet would you be from?
I think probably I'd probably be this in the sun. Just that energy.
Yeah, I'd probably be from Saturn. I like all the
Yeah.
energy. I like the rings. I like the color. I like the force field. I'd be there from two there too. If you were a car, what kind of car would you be?
Oh, that's a good one. I think maybe a jaguar.
Oh, shoot. That's That's good. I would be a 1974 VW van.
Oh, that's
Oh,
cool.
yes, I all painted with the flowers on it and the hippie mattress in the back, the hookah pipe, listen to some Jimi Hendrix or some Sly and the Family Stone with a cute brother with a big old afro. Oh, yes. I see it. I see it. I see it. Absolutely. Driving into the future.
Oh, that's great. I'd pull up beside you. I would enjoy it. I would have I'll
Exactly.
give I'll bring the Grey Poupon.
Exactly. Bring the teapot. We have some good herbal tea, okay? And in closing, Michelle, what would you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to say about you and think about you?
That she brought ease and joy, and was a good, honest person who did everything that she could to improve the world to make it better than when she found it.
Well, that's a beautiful sentiment, and I can see that. It'd be you being hot and steamy, being close to the sun, driving fast in a Jaguar, or driving backwards into the age of the dinosaur. I can see that all being you. Thank you so much for being such a good sport, hanging in there, dedicating your life, just being on, energy steroids, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of love. It takes a lot of courage. A lot of people would have given up. And we don't have to feel guilty about the choices that, as they say, the card that we're dealt. We just have to deal with it. God has made us all in his image. We all have a soul contract. We all have a purpose. Your son is encapsulated in a place where he can't verbally say what he can, but his heart, I'm sure, speaks volumes. So, and
Absolutely.
because of you, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I'd love for them to work with you, support you, write you a check, write her a check, brains. You know,
Oh,
give her 500 or $1,000 to be a blessing to somebody else. Come on, you know you got it. Oh, my brains, honey. I got some rich brains to listen to this show. Go ahead
Oh.
and do that, and you know, be a blessing. If you pay it forward, believe me, it'll come back tenfold. I did that. I went and bought someone some clothes. This homeless guy, I came and got a check from my insurance company for $1,100. I was like, what? So that's not why I did it. I wasn't expecting anything. But you don't know what you will get if you pour into a river, it will flow. So tell them how to get in contact with you.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. So all my special needs parents out there who want to, hang out, they can come to my Facebook group, Parent Dashboard Official Community. For those who are of this curiosity of how could I support myself and my children at home, build a legacy and maybe automate some tech to earn me money while I'm busy taking care of my kids, they can come to naturalentrepreneur.ca. And hang out with me through there. There's also a Facebook group, The Natural Entrepreneur, to learn. I do free tips and tricks and trainings and coachings about how to be an online entrepreneur. So either side of the house is welcome. And yeah, it's been a real pleasure and honor to being in the presence of your brains today.
Thank you so much, brains. I need you to use it. You didn't pay to get up in here. I expect for you to pay attention. I do. I want you to love, like, share, and subscribe. Love, like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, to the Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on social media. It's important. And if this is not your zone of genius, I get it. But share it with somebody because everybody's touched in one way or another. This might just be an opportunity for you to step outside of your comfort zone and deal with a whole different set of individuals or a whole different population of people that you didn't know, had no experience with, but you will find so much joy. So thank you so much again, Michelle. Come back and visit me. Keep me posted and give that son of yours a super big hug for me, okay?
I will give them both a big hug for you and appreciate
Daughter
you.
too,
Thank you.
absolutely. We cannot forget her.
No,
All
I appreciate you. Thank you.
right. Thank you. Bye, brains. Have an amazing day. I love you.